morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Glad to be hanging out with you on this fantastic Friday. Yes, indeed. TGIF, thanking God it's Friday. And it's Black Friday, right? We're going to talk a little bit about that as we move along in the show this morning. Good morning to you. How are you doing? How was your Thanksgiving? Ours was certainly eventful and non-eventful all together. We decided to take our turkey dinner, which we supported Route 99, depending on how you say that. There, the diner in Brooks, we got to-go turkey dinners for two of us. Wednesday night, we picked them up, and we decided, well, what would be something memorable on Thanksgiving, since all our family is in Arkansas, and we really kind of already celebrated Thanksgiving on Tuesday night with some close friends. And so we decided to take our to-go food, and we went to the coast. Imagine that, one of my very favorite places. And we decided to put a little campfire together, and we warmed up our turkey dinner and had it right there on the Oregon coast. It was a gorgeous Oregon day. Temperature was about 50. Wind was at about 4 miles per hour. It was absolutely perfect. In fact, some folks had come on down on the beach probably after they had their Thanksgiving dinner with their family, and they tried to fly a kite, and there wasn't any wind really. It was just an incredible experience, and is certainly something I will not forget real soon for Thanksgiving, and really different. We posted some pictures on our personal Facebook pages, and it was fun. Some friends from Arkansas said, "You're really taking this quarantine thing to the next level." Well, you know, I'm going to start talking a little bit about that, I think, and addressing some of our language, because if you're healthy, we're not quarantining, right? If you're healthy, there's no reason to be held away or locked away. Actually, these mandates are more like state arrest or being sent to our room or our house. And if we're healthy, we should be moving around. If someone's sick or thinks they're sick, yes, they should quarantine. And so we've got to kind of look at the way we're allowing the media to influence our thinking. And we're going to dig into that a little bit. But we have an update from our friend Janet Porter. She's someone I've known for a long time, and she is president of Faith to Action. She's the author of the Heartbeat Bill, and she's on it when it comes to monitoring what's happening with the election. And this will kind of lead our way into some of the news I want to go over today. So let's go with Janet Porter.
The internet monopoly insists there's no voter fraud. At the same time, they're frantically working to keep us from seeing it. When Judge Jeanine planned to expose the massive election corruption on her show, Fox News suspended her. Then Fox actually censored the White House press conference, which provided extensive evidence of election fraud.
We want every legal vote to be counted, and we want every illegal vote to be...
I just think we have to be very clear. She's charging, the other side is welcoming fraud and welcoming illegal voting. Unless she has more details to back that up, I can't in good countenance continue showing you this.
Breaking news. People are leaving Fox News in droves. They are in shock that someone had the audacity to question them, to disobey their decree.
Remember, just because CNN says, or even Fox News says that somebody's president, doesn't make them president. So I think everybody wants to know that this was done properly and legally.
What is happening?
Like,
Trace, we've called it.
And I think we have to look into every one of these concerns.
I know this may come as a surprise, but the media doesn't have the authority to call an election.
What?
And when there's a dispute, we will follow the legal process all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
What?
And once we submit the overwhelming evidence of systematic voter fraud, all we have to do is count to five.
What?
Watch Joe Biden promise not to declare victory until the votes are certified.
President Biden, final question for you. Will you urge your supporters to stay calm while the vote is counted, and will you pledge not to declare victory until the election is independently certified?
Yes.
While those who have witnessed the attempts to steal this election continue to report it, The heart of the widespread systematic voting fraud is with the electronic voting machines owned by this globalist. As I wrote about in A Heartbeat Away, the man who controls the voting machines is linked to leftist billionaire George Soros. He's chairman of his board. A key executive of the company is Nancy Pelosi's former chief of staff. A major shareholder, Dianne Feinstein's husband, making Dominion voting machines heavily promoted by the Clinton Foundation. Well, at least they're all working together. Oh, it's also the same company credited with the last-minute glitch, where all the votes suddenly went to Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez. Wow, they really are all working together. Here's a fun fact. Guess what happens when you type in Antifa.com? Yep, it takes you right to the Biden campaign. Wow, they really are all working together. These Democrat Dominion machines just happen to be the ones used in 28 key states, including Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. And these machines come with some customized features, glitches, that can both add huge blocks of votes to the Democrat, while the Republican gets none, and flip votes from the Republican to the Democrat. Here's proof, beginning with Kentucky, where 560 votes were flipped from Republican Matt Bevin to the Democrat.
And so here we are before the update, and now I'm going to start walking you forward. Watch the gold. Here comes the update from Clarity. Boom. There it is. Let's look at Matt Bevin. He now has 661, 675. But look down below. He did have 662, 235 at the exact same second that Andy Beshear has gone up 560 votes. Matt Bevin has gone down 560 votes.
You just saw the Democrat Dominion machines flip votes from one candidate to another. But take a look at what they did in Michigan. In this round of updates, 138,339 Biden votes were added without a single person in the state of Michigan voting for Trump. Statistically impossible. It's like flipping a coin 138,339 times in a row and getting heads every single time. The Democrats say, we're the crazy ones for questioning it. Well, let's find out. Remember, I've got to get heads 138,339 times in a row. Heads. Off to a good start. Heads. Maybe the Democrats are onto something. Let's check it out. Oh, tails. I'll keep trying.
Well, this wasn't enough. In Antrim County, ballots were counted for Democrats that were meant for Republicans, causing a 6,000 vote swing against our candidates. The county clerk came forward and said tabulating software glitched and caused a miscalculation of the votes. Since then, we have now discovered that 47 counties use this same software in the same capacity. Antrim County had to hand count all of the ballots, and these counties that use this software need to closely examine their results for similar discrepancies.
Well, now another vote swap glitch has been discovered in Wisconsin, bringing back 19,500 votes to President Trump, removing Biden's lead. Here's another vote swap glitch caught on camera in Pennsylvania. 19,958 votes switched from President Trump to Joe Biden in 1 minute. Watch in real time President Trump's totals go down. Here's the first time we see Pennsylvania on the screen with Trump at 1,690,000.
I did Joe Biden's math to get him up. Donald Trump's leading here. He's leading here.
In a second, we'll see Pennsylvania back up on the screen at 1,670,000. As election results are tallied, the totals naturally go up, unless you're using a Democrat Dominion voting machine.
That's where we're going to be. That's where we'll be as we go to the West Coast, somewhere in that ballpark. It's not an exact science.
And there it is. Nearly 20,000 votes stolen from President Trump right in front of our eyes. Here it is, side by side, with evidence of the nearly 20,000 Trump votes removed. Then there was another voting machine glitch in Georgia. I could go on, but you get the idea. Former NSA intelligence officer Bill Binney had this to say about the so-called voting machine glitch.
Things that they're calling glitches in software that are randomly changing only certain votes, they're not glitches at all. Those are programmed into the software. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. If there's a problem in software, we call those bugs. If the bug is in the software, it does everything consistently with everything, not just selectively picking things. If only certain things are selected, picked, and changed, that's not a bug. That's designed in the software. That's intentional.
No, the Democrat Dominion machines don't have a glitch. It's a tried and true standard feature about to be exposed and eliminated. Just another way that President Trump is keeping his promise to drain the swamp. And when he's through, well, I'll let the president tell you.
And when I'm reelected, the best is yet to come.
This is the moment where we rise up and take our country back. And Trump's second term, it's going to be epic.
What?
That's our friend Janet Porter with Faith to Action, and I've known Janet for many years. We've battled on the front lines on the life issue, and she has done a great job. And I love what she had said in that interview and that little synopsis she put together, that little news report. We only have to count to five. Five is a strategic number. The Supreme Court, now with the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett, certainly over the last few days, we know that number five has been significant, and we're going to cover some of that here in over the next hour and going into the 8 o'clock hour. We want to talk about a few things today. I want to talk about media and messaging. I want to talk about where we're at and kind of, because things are moving so rapidly and so fast. Stuff happened right before Thanksgiving, and one of that was the lawsuit by Sidney Powell. She filed a 104-page lawsuit in Georgia, names the governor and the secretary of state in a scheme to defraud affected tens of thousands of votes. And I want to encourage you, my friend, and the reason why I bring Janet Porter's a little video and audio segment back to us is do not grow weary. Do not grow weary, do not get worn out, and do not give up, because the media wants us to be weary and worn out from all of the battle of the election. And what happens is, and this is social science, this is herd mentality, is there's science to prove it. When we get worn out and tired and we're just like, okay, let's just move on to the next thing, we let our defenses down and we begin to want peace, and we begin to compromise in ways that can actually cause further harm. So we're going to have a full morning this morning of information, giving you things that you can use in your conversation, and certainly ways that you can stay grounded with fact as we move through this next season. I believe breakthrough's coming. I think in the next few days we're going to see a shift, and I'm praying for it. I know you are too. We'll be back. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Oh, it's Friday. Thanking God it's Friday, and it's the day after Thanksgiving, and some of us are going, ooh, I ate too much turkey yesterday. And in the studio with me is someone that has been very busy and hard to even catch a conversation with is our friend Josh. Welcome, Josh.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for getting up early and rearranging your schedule a little bit to be here. We love to hear from you, and I'm excited to get an update on kind of what you've been watching and alerts. And I'm reminded about a month ago when you were in the studio, you said, just watch. just watch. This election, we're not going to have results right away. It's going to delay, delay, delay. Mm-hmm. You saw the writing on the wall. You knew. And is this playing out exactly like you thought it would?
It is. It's a little unknown. There's a lot of predicating factors for people to think about, you know, what state we're at right now, where things are and what we're doing. The main thing to think about and be reminded is we're in COVID rules. So that means anything goes. That means they're going to push every boundary and everything. The amount of censorship that's been happening over the past 3 years and deplatforming people off the internet, completely just dismantling any forms of real communication, mm-hmm. that has been a huge factor that the Trump administration has not addressed, the big tech censorship. Basically allowing them to control the feed. Mm. So right now we're not only all quarantined into our house, some of us are. I've never been quarantined. I'll never quarantine. I refuse to completely.
That's for sick people.
I think it's ridiculous.
You're healthy.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. It actually does more harm to not be out and mm-hmm. breathe fresh air, does more harm to wear a mask mm-hmm. than to not wear a mask. You're not protecting anybody. You're actually doing harm for yourself. So anyways, long story short, back to the original thing at hand. We are talking about where we're at in the state. Mm-hmm. So our information of what we're seeing, most people have not seen the shift.
Right.
And the shift is that now your feed of information is being curated.
Yes.
That's their words, is being curated from what you see. And this was this thing that I wanted to remind people the day after the election. Or 3 days, 4 days, whenever they started to announce Joe Biden mm-hmm. as being the, president-elect. And the votes aren't even counted yet. There's all this legal stuff going on, and there's like 6 or 7 states that are up for whatever. So we have to understand that the media is not
our friend.
They're not our friend. They're not telling the truth. They haven't told the truth about Russia. They haven't told the truth about Ukraine. They've tried to impeach this president. I mean, it's just absurd for anybody to give them any credibility. Even Fox News, they have literally showed their hand mm-hmm. and they are no longer looking out for the interests of the American people. And here's the thing. You have to think they were planning on this.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way that they planned on this is they had to... Where else were we to get our information other than ABC, Fox News, and NBC?
Right.
The internet. Well, guess what? 3 years ago, they started deplatforming the internet.
Mm-hmm.
3 years ago, they started to prepare for this moment. Okay.
Here's something really interesting, Josh, and I love your technical background. Even in my email, I get email notices from Epic Times. They're a news source that I go to. Mm-hmm. Now every email is potential spam,
mm-hmm.
Things
and
like that.
And that's the thing that I talked to you about mm-hmm. 6 months ago,
mm-hmm.
is if you have a Gmail account, a Yahoo account, all the big tech companies. You got to remember, Dr. Shiva, who ran for Senate, he actually broke down some of the numbers in Georgia with the voter things. The guy's a genius,
mm-hmm.
very, very smart. He's an engineer. You guys should look him up, Dr. Shiva. But he invented email. And the whole purpose of email was to be from your computer to my computer. There was never this idea that your email was going to be hosted onto a different computer.
Right.
And you were going to opt in with Gmail. Then they came out with Juno in the 90s mm-hmm. and AOL,
mm-hmm.
things like that. So things have drastically changed. But you got to remember, Google owns those servers. Your
right.
emails are not your emails. They are sitting on a server somewhere, you know, off the coast of the West Coast or the East Coast, wherever the Google server fields are, or in Prineville, in, you know, the Facebook things.
Mm-hmm.
So your messages that you have on Facebook, the messages that you have in your Gmail account and everything else, they are controlling the feed of information potentially down the future of being able to actually censor your email account by risking it or calling it spam,
mm-hmm.
right? So all they're doing is they're figuring out the people that are sending these emails, and they're spamming their mail server and deeming it as spam. So what they do is they increase the security measures, and that's what they say that they're doing. Everything's in the name of our security. We're being protected. We're being safe. We're being safe. We're doing this in the name of protecting humanity. And you know, anytime you give up your liberty for safety, you lose.
Well, and I have a lot of questions on that in the last few weeks, and even just trying to get information out, get information in that I have for the news show. I've had some hurdles to go through, and I thought this is something I want to talk to Josh about, because I think our listeners are finding the challenge as well. And how do we stay connected? What can we do to get the information we need? And I do believe radio plays a big role in that.
Absolutely.
And how we capture that and send it out, and where we go to, what platforms can we go to where we can freely express and not be monitored and censored or canceled out for information. And I think these things are extremely important. We're going to be going to break here in just a minute. I do want to say, later on this show, you're welcome to join the conversation, 503-589-1220. We want to hear from you. We want to know what kinds of obstacles you've had in getting the information that you need, or maybe when you shared. Here's something interesting, Josh. I shared on our Facebook page here at KSLM Jeff Croft's show plan and his audio from his show dealing with Sidney Powell, and we got in trouble.
They
said your influence now is limited. You're in trouble. This is the second time in a month. I guess it was like October 11th. Someone else had shared on our page something that was considered fake news. Now this was considered fake news. So they said we weren't like shut down, we are influenced.
You're being
limited.
Shadow banned.
Is that what that's called?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
It's a shadow ban. So that is very real, and it's happened to hundreds of thousands of people on the internet.
Oh my goodness.
So remember, when you're on the internet and you feel like nobody's listening, that's because nobody's seeing what you're doing. You've been shadow banned.
Okay, so we're going to get more into that as we move along this morning. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Stacey Ann hanging out with Josh on this Friday. We'll be back after this. Good morning, friends. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Stacey Ann hanging out with you along with Josh. Thank you, Josh, for being a part of the show this morning.
Happy to be here.
Happy to be here. When you co-host with me, and I love your perspective and insight. And we were talking last segment a little bit about the media influence and the deplatforming and our ability to get the information that we need and look for. And you're exactly right. I remember in the 2004 election, we were working on, this is before I worked at the pregnancy center. I was working as the director of the West River office for a candidate for Congress. And I remember when the news wasn't giving us the information, we went to blogs and things on the internet and found our own way to connect and get real news and what's really happening. And I remember back up even further, the like 99, 2000, remember the Y2K, everybody was worried about the big crash going to happen and all of that. There was a shift that happened in South Dakota at the Capitol. What would happen was the politicians in the communities would say one thing, and then they go to Pierre. And by the way, Fox News got it wrong this morning on the news. They called it Pierre. It's Pierre, South Dakota. That's the capital.
Mm-hmm.
They would go to Pierre, South Dakota and do something completely different. And there was this huge disconnect. Well, with the internet and be able to hear hearings live back at home because of the internet, you were able to say, hey, Senator, hey, Representative, what you told me in a letter or whatever is not what you did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so accountability grew. People got, we've been using these tools to be more involved in a sense, right?
Correct.
And now we're in quarantine or lockdown, and we're supposed to use the internet and all of these tools, and now we can't get the information that we need to stay empowered and informed.
Sure. So it's it's all a psychology game.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you know, if we understood how these people operate, you know, it's kind of the best example, you know, in the forefront is looking at how we were introduced into the lockdown in March.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's only going to be 2 weeks. We're going to flatten the curve. We're going to do this. Here we are 256 days in to this lockdown, and it's never going away.
Mm.
As of right now, there's no hope in sight.
No.
Right?
You're right.
We have to go down before we can go up, because until a larger majority of people understand that this is not going away, and until you go out in public with your groups and start going into these, I would target the big box stores.
Mm-hmm.
I would target the Walmarts. I would target the Costcos. I would target all the big companies. Let's get them to get a $90,000 fine for Moshe.
Right, right.
Let's do that.
Yes.
And let's focus on that. Until people actively start to understand that,
mm-hmm.
it's going to continue. And all I see is a bunch of really compliant people around here. For the majority. So until that shifts, until people realize, listen, this is not going away, they've lied to us on every count. 256 days ago,
mm-hmm.
up until, you know, going back to schools, the November 3rd, now we got to do a freeze, now we got to do this. Now there are great things happening. There's people that are like, well, no, we're not going to do that anymore. And there's a lot of opportunity with Thanksgiving, people saying, no, we're going to have as many people as we want.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a Thanksgiving at the Capitol. We're going to do this. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So they're starting to get a taste of what needs to happen all the time.
All the time.
And the reason they've been able to get away with so much right now is because we are not fully independent people. We are interdependent in all of these systems, whether we have Social Security or we have a government job. Government job's huge around here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's half of the jobs market, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are really scared to lose their job or lose their benefits or have any type of riff
mm-hmm.
in anything.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just being compliant, putting their head down, putting their mask on just so they can get their goods. And the reality is that that's not what is going to get rid of this thing.
No.
The real virus
makes it happen even in faster, I think.
Well, exactly. And the real virus is the hoax that there is a virus to get everybody scared.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real killer. That's the job killer. That's what's really, you know, creating all the starvation, creating the just massive breakdown that's happening in our society is the fact that they're saying that there's a virus, not the virus itself.
Well, and the media talking points and the way that they're trying to get us worn out and weary and afraid. Friends, this was on Mike Gallagher's show on November 17th, the media talking, and I want you to listen to this because it's powerful. And Josh, I want to get your reaction. Here we go.
About soaring cases and soaring hospitalizations is doing the public a great disservice. But the media definitely is capable of orchestrated messaging. Listen to this. Again, this is just somebody who, I don't even know what the source is, but it was on social media. I thought it was pretty good. If you're by a computer, it's also fun to watch this as you listen to this clip here on this great radio station. Go to MikeOnline.com and click Watch Mike on TV. We live stream the show every day at MikeOnline.com. We play highlights on our YouTube channel. Feel free to subscribe to our YouTube page. But check this out. This is a pretty cool montage. It's just about a minute, minute and a half long. But listen to how news anchors on local TV stations, north, south, east, and west, have a coordinated message.
Hi, I'm Fox San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities,
the El Paso, Las Cruces communities,
Eastern Iowa communities,
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But
we are concerned about trouble and trying to be responsible. One-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these same stories simply aren't true without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Okay, so you get the point that the media is putting together a plan to get us watered down, kind of in a sense, used to the talking points, and that we're in a place where they're monitoring what we say. If we try to speak truth, if we try to get out the word about Sidney Powell, which the media, it was kind of interesting just last week or the first part of this week. Remember, they talked about how Sidney Powell and the Trump team and all of that. And this was an interesting statement, and I have it somewhere, of Sidney Powell saying, oh, there's a plan here. Let me see if I can find it. And so when you hear that, Josh, what do you think when you hear the media all coming together like that?
Well, I mean, what can you think? Mm-hmm. It's disgusting.
Right.
If that is not a slap in the face to really understand what we're dealing with and really understand what's going on, I don't know how else to paint a picture. It's coming out of the matrix. It's coming to the realization that the little news broadcaster that has this cush job in Portland that you see every day that you think is your friend or with one with your community, he is not.
Right.
He is a talking head for something greater. Now, what's interesting about that is there's HR, Obama signed it into law of 2013. Of the National Defense Authorization Act, and he actually legalized propaganda to operate through the CIA and other agencies to operate in the United States. Mm. So he legalized it. It used to be illegal for them, and they would only be able to do it on foreign soil because it's a tactic.
Right.
But they've legalized it in the United States. That's why the Obama administration was so disastrous and destructive to our society and our government in so many ways. You know, people often criticize Trump on, you know, getting the medical system back to normal and restarting it. The problem is that if you take a stick of dynamite to a car, you can't just put it back together afterward. And that's what he did to the medical system. That's what Obamacare did to the medical industry, is it monopolized it and destroyed markets. And when markets are destroyed, they can't just come back.
Right. You can't recreate it.
Exactly. So he's having to get creative on how to reintroduce some of those market breaks to break up some of the monopoly systems. And by creating the right to try, he then created market opportunity for other things and other cures that weren't channeled through these insurance companies. So people really have to understand, like, this is a very complicated system, and it's not going to happen overnight. He's not going to save us. We can save us.
And that's really how it should be. We, the people, and it's kind of like, I think our listeners can relate to this. I don't know if anybody, you know, anybody that's crocheted or put together sweaters or knitted. It's the great unraveling. It's like when you have a string loose and you pull it on a sweater.
Oh, yeah.
How do you re-put that back in? It doesn't work. You got to tie a knot or somehow, or you're going to not have a sweater anymore.
Sometimes it's better to pull the sweater all the way apart and do it again.
And redo it. Re-knit it better the second time. Yes, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, kind of sorting through all the minutiae of information this morning. Glad to have you along. Give us a call if you want to join the conversation, 503-589-1220. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hanging out with you on this Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. Trusting that you had a fantastic holiday, and now as we are facing Black Friday today, I don't want to have us forget that tomorrow is Small Business Saturday.
Today is Small Business Friday.
Today is Small Business Friday, and Monday
I'd say
is
every
small
day,
day
is Small Business every
it.
Day.
I love
Let's
it.
Stop
I love
shopping it. At Walmart and Amazon and Target and everybody else. Let's go find and get creative with your Christmas presents this
mm-hmm.
year. Let's get creative, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Let's you know, we want to have a community of other businesses operating next year. We don't want to only have the choice to go to Walmart and Target or, you know, all the big box stores. We don't have to go there.
No.
And you know what? I think people will be more receptive to getting creative gifts from local shops,
mm-hmm.
support local everything. If you need to go out and eat, don't go to Applebee's. Go to a small restaurant. Go to Patty's Off Center Cafe,
mm-hmm.
you know, for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Really support these guys and pay with your dollar. I think that's the next step, and that's what's going to keep us available to keep pushing forward toward this until we can get better organized,
mm-hmm.
until we can get enough people that are upset that are actually wanting to step out and take action. You know, keep supporting local businesses as much as possible. So today's Black Friday. Go out and buy something and buy everything. Buy all your Christmas presents from somebody in some local business that's not some big box store.
And I will say, too, a lot of times families have gotten into buying gift certificates or gift cards, and a lot of these small businesses do that as well. And
Absolutely.
So I encourage you, if you're not sure what to get, you know, buy a gift certificate. Even some of these local restaurants that are closed right now, why not buy for the future, you
yep.
know, a gift certificate or a gift card, and give that as a thank you gift
Absolutely.
To a family member or for birthday, all of those things. We've got to come together and be a part of. And with the tradition, it always has been, for many years, I remember Josh getting up early, and we'll get into this more the top of the hour. We're going to talk a little bit about capitalism
mm-hmm.
next hour. I've got a really good clip that I want to share with everybody. But it is this time of year where we're also thinking charitably. And next week, we're going to have Salvation Army on Tuesday, is Giving Tuesday. We're going to have them in the studio. They have been hurt as well as many of the nonprofits
yeah.
have been. But many places are not going to let them do the red kettle out front because of COVID-19. Well, that's been a huge fundraiser for them to get into the next year to help them do the things that they do, working with homeless and those challenged in housing area. And certainly we know the need has not gone away. It's increased. Now, earlier, last segment, I was talking about Sidney Powell and the media. We were talking about the media's influence and the message and how they're wanting us to think groupthink. And if we don't think as they want us to think, then we're the rebel. We're the trouble. We're the uncaring one. If we don't wear a mask, we want grandma to die. That kind of, we don't care, you know, wear the mask, save lives, you know, all of these big things that they're pushing. We're all in this together, you know, all of these little sayings that they want, the new normal, right? All the messaging. Well, the first of last week, there was a media, and all of them were hitting it about how Sidney Powell is not a part of. There's been a rift between the Trump campaign and Sidney Powell, and she came out with a statement, and I think it's very good. She said her response to all of this is, "I agree with the campaign statement. I am not a part of the campaign's legal team. I never signed a retainer agreement or sent the president or the campaign a bill for my expenses or fees. My intent has always been to expose all the fraud I could find and let the chips fall where they may, whether it be upon the Republicans or the Democrats. The evidence I'm compiling is overwhelming that this software tool was used to shift millions of votes from President Trump and other Republican candidates to Biden and other Democrat candidates. We are proceeding to prepare our lawsuit and plan to file it this week. It will be epic. We will not allow this great republic to be stolen by communists from without or within. Or are votes altered or manipulated by foreign actors in Hong Kong, Iran, Venezuela, Serbia, for example, who have neither regard for human life nor the people who are the engine of this exceptional country. We, the people, elected Donald Trump and other Republican candidates to restore the vision of America as a place of life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness. You may assist this effort by making a non-tax-deductible contribution to defendingtherepublic.org. And then she's got the Kraken on steroids. Release the Kraken, right? Kraken, is that how you
Kraken.
Say it? Kraken. I'm saying it wrong. Kraken. Kraken on steroids with the hashtag Sidney Powell. So here's interesting. Anytime you share, you can try this. If you try to share defendingtherepublic.org and make any statement, mm-hmm. it's banned.
Yeah. No, and that's the thing is we got to get off of these social media outlets and we just have to find alternatives.
What are the alternatives, Josh? I mean,
Parler. I mean, I've been going to Parler. Parler's cool. It's got some great stuff. There's still some authenticity in Twitter. Now they are banning big things, big information. I know they spiked that New York Post thing. Mm-hmm. But there still is some information getting out on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You got to just follow creative people. Mm-hmm. So my friend Jared, he follows all the attorneys mm-hmm. of some of these big politicians.
Good.
And they're actually releasing stuff through the attorneys. Mm-hmm. Twitter, which mm-hmm. is interesting. You know, it's this interesting feed of information, right, that we've
got to learn, and I know it's ever-changing, you know, and it shifts and sort. We have to sort, but we've got to learn how to find that information. And again, radio is a great way where we can point you into the different areas that we're finding information
yep.
because we cannot just count on the journal.
Exactly.
You know?
And if you have an email account right now, you're better getting off of it now and getting a new one at protonmail.com
oh.
right now. It's called Proton Mail. It's out of Switzerland. They don't have censorship. They have true encryption. Mm-hmm. You can have multi-tier encryption. They provide free email, just like Google and Hotmail and everybody else. Because check this out. This was 3 days ago. Robert Epstein's the guy that said that they swayed the election mm-hmm. in 2016 for Hillary Clinton. He voted for Hillary Clinton, huge advocate, very, very smart guy. He's the one that testified in front of Congress mm-hmm. stating that they could sway up to 50 plus million people in the voting election. So Robert Epstein, he just tweeted, "I just heard from a woman whose, quote, Gmail, which is part of Google, was altered by Google because it contained a disputed tweet. She was sending it to a friend. The tweet was deleted and a warning message was inserted into her email. Is Google altering emails?
Mm.
Is this happening to you?" That's the question. So this is the next step that they're going to take on stamping out any form of communication. Your Gmail is not safe. Your Yahoo is not safe. Your emails are not safe from transcripting. They're tapping into those.
Mm.
Eventually, they're going to get into your phone. So
incredible. Well, this is good information, news that we can use on this Friday and every day. We're going to continue into hour two, the 8 o'clock hour. So stay tuned. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Friday and every day. Stay tuned, my friends. We'll be back over, under, around, or through, no matter what we're facing today. We are overcomers. We'll be back.